If you visited your local watering hole or dance club lately, you may have noticed that many bars have installed driver's license swipers for easy access to personal information. A new piece of performance art that's touring the country explores the potential dark side of this trend. From Orange County, California, Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC reports.
When the bartender asks for your driver's license, the usual excuse is, we need to run it through this machine to check and see if the license is real. But according to New York artist Brooke Singer, once a bartender swipes your license, if you aren't already a commodity, you are now.
It happens at clubs all the time now. And they want it for marketing purposes. You know, it's a gold mine for them to analyze their clientele, who comes in what night, what kind of drinks people are buying, all that kind of information.
Singer and her colleagues Beatrice DaCosta and Jamie Schulte came up with a performance art piece called Swipe, to show just how easy it is to glean personal data from a driver's license. At a recent performance at UC Irvine, the piece is set up in a gallery to simulate a hip urban nightclub. In one corner stands New York musician DJ Spooky. He spins records under a movie screen. On the opposite side of the bar stands the three artists, all wearing black and posing as sinister bartenders. They're all too eager to swipe your driver's license through their electronic scanner.
They know my email address for some reason.
Jennifer Matsumoto is among the 200 visitors who show up to the event. After the bartender swipes her license, a map of where she lives is displayed on a television screen above the bar. She also receives a receipt detailing the rest of the information hidden on the magnetic stripe of her license.
They know my office phone, my work number. They know my body mass index. And they know that I wear glasses.
Graduate student Christopher Souza Wynn is also taken aback.
Wow. Everything here seems fine except for the fact that it has me listed as female. I'm not.
Okay, so Big Brother doesn't know everything. But for many visitors, what the Department of Motor Vehicles does know about them and how that information is handled is a little worrisome. For UC Irvine student Steven Rodriguez, knowing more about what others know about him makes him feel a little uneasy. A little, well, paranoid.
There's things above streetlights. I might sound crazy. And I swear they're little cameras and they can track where you go in your car by your license plate. That's just me, though.
After being swiped, many visitors congregate around information kiosks scattered around the virtual club to learn more about how their information may be used. The artist consulted with a privacy rights group in Washington to prepare the piece. The group claims bars and nightclubs often turn around and sell the swiped information to the highest bidder. Since 9/11, the highest bidders for information databases have included government agencies, like the Department of Justice. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz.